Lift up our two hands to heaven and magnify Jesus, the Son of the living God. Let's exalt and magnify him. Let's give him glory and praise. Let's thank him for who he is. And let's thank him for the blessings since this event began. Let's thank him for the anointed and impactful teachings we have received. The insight, the light, the provocations to step into action. Let's give him glory. Thank you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray today that all that you started doing since this event began in the morning will not leave anyone the same way anymore in the name of Jesus. I pray that today will mark in practical terms another turning point in the lives of your people. Let it be, Lord. And as I speak right now, let the words of my mouth add value to the sons of men in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Shall we give the Lord a big hand of praise? Please, you may be seated. It's my honor and privilege to be here this afternoon and share with this great audience some things we've learned over the years, some values we have tapped into from men and women that are ahead of us, and how I believe they will also add value to your lives. Empowerment looks a very strong word, but it's a virtue that is available to everybody. It's a virtue that's available to everyone. And just like in basic science, you are told power is the ability to do work. You don't get things done except you are empowered to do it. And so it's important for us to understand what it takes to be truly empowered to deliver, empowered to fulfill your mission on earth. What it means to be empowered to fulfill God's great plan and purpose for your life. And I know after we might have spent this time together, you're adding that to the amazing things we've had. I'm sure you enjoyed the powerful ministry of Reverend Sam Adeyemi. I would have been surprised if he said no. Amen. He's a blessed man with blessed insight that provokes people into action. I overheard him reading out some data of the ongoings in Lagos. And you need to be aware of what goes on around you in order to maximize the opportunities they present. Opportunities abound everywhere, but mankind is so blind they can't see it. And when you see challenges, they are only wrappings of opportunities. All the challenges you see around you, inside them are hidden eternal opportunities. just for someone to be able to see it. My prayer is that the eyes of everyone here will be open today to see the amazing opportunities within the challenges of life around them. They are all there. You never have a champion that is not challenged. It is overcoming the challenge that brings out the champion in you. There are problems in Nigeria, but there are no nations without problems. I've been to 22 nations this year. There are no nations without challenges. The issue is that some are committed to solving their problems, while others are celebrating their problems. The challenge is everywhere. There are really no poor nations. Now see, there are poor people in every nation. It is when the number of the poor outnumber the rich that we call it a poor nation. There are no rich nations. There are paupers in America. I'm used to the place. Who commit suicide on daily basis for lack of means of livelihood. In the number one nation of the world, there are poor people. But when the rich in a nation outnumber the poor, then we said we have a rich nation. What platform is doing, I believe, is to increase the number of the empowered above the weaklings so we can have a great nation. The gross national product philosophy is about this is how much a nation produces, divide it over the population of that nation, then you have the GNP of the nation. So if 10 of us there are rich people in very poor nations who will still be classified very rich in the richest nations of the world. If I live in America today, I will still be classified the top class among the rich. Yet, I'm supposed to come from Nigeria. And I mean, that is naked truth. That is naked truth. If I live in America today, I will employ all my personal aides who will work in my house from among them, because I'm blessed enough to do that. So you are not poor because you are in a poor nation. You are poor because you have not been empowered to live above it. And all I'm trying to do this afternoon is to help you out to see how you can work in power. And anywhere you live in the world, power generates the same order of results. Power generates the same order of results. Now we have electricity here now. It's the same kind of power it generates in every nation of the earth. So when you are truly empowered, you deliver results at the same rate anywhere you are in. Today, our church is in the forest, away from everybody. And yet, everybody goes in there from everywhere. Do you know, I had a mail yesterday from Germany. Someone coming to attend service here from Germany. Every month. Power delivers same quality of results anywhere. And he had a heart disease. The last time he came and got back to Germany, tested, heart disease disappeared. Perfect, wholesome. Will arrive on Saturday night, depart on Sunday night, back to work on Monday. We were in Kaduna years ago, and people were coming in from Kano to service in Kaduna on a weekly basis. Some fellows were coming in from Makurdi. So the church is not far where values are being delivered. Now, see, this is so important. Now, listen to me. We have never received a dime of any form of aid from America, from Europe, in 28 years. But we are blessed, not by guesswork, but by operating with the facts of empowerment. So I'll take you through this school in a few minutes and help you to see what your responsibility is in staying empowered. What it takes to stay empowered so you can stay in command in your field. Romans chapter 8 and verses 1 and 2. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me start by saying that every child of God is a man and a woman to be envied, not to be pitied. Every child of God. Isaac came on the stage, and the Bible said the Philistines envied him. And the word says, we brethren, as Isaac, we are children of promise. So you are not to be pitied, you are to be envied. All we need to do is to locate what it takes to outshine our peers in our field. In your field, what it takes. And I'd like to start by saying this. We have found out, both from scriptures and from the principles of life, that the fundamental secret of empowerment is knowledge. What is it? Knowledge. Romans 12 says, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the charging of your mind with insight, by the charging of your mind with the news that enters in there. Be ye transformed. So the news you assess is what defines the changes in your life. News. 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 That's why only thoroughly informed people become practically transformed. Thoroughly informed people. And that's why I've said, to be informed is to be transformed, and to be uninformed is to be deformed. Knowledge is the secret of sustainable empowerment for unlimited achievement. Knowledge. Therefore, investment in knowledge is the gateway to sustainable empowerment. I don't mean to damage your theology, but let me say this. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. But if you check in the Old Testament, he said, the fire upon the altar shall be burning therein. It shall not go out. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, there's a spiritual fire ignited on the altar of your heart. To keep that fire on, it is your job and my job to burn wood on it every morning. You remember, I mean, if you can follow the story from Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 9 down to 13. You burn wood on it. The wood is the word of God. That's why you can be speaking in tongues and still be powerless. If you go to camping as a Boy Scout and so on and so forth, to keep the bonfire on, you keep throwing in more wood, more wood, more wood, to keep the flames high. As the fire burns, the wood is consumed and will require fresh wood to stay up. That's the same way it takes the knowledge of the truth to remain increasingly empowered in your journey so as to fulfill your destiny in a grand style. Let's come down to natural context. Information. Now, 2900 BC to 300 BC, Africa was leading in education. History confirms that Greek historians, architects, mathematicians, sociologists, archaeologists came into Egypt to receive their education. Architecture came into Egypt to receive their education. And that time, Africa was the center of civilization. Because wherever education goes, their civilization goes. Now, the Greek took over from there, and now you have the Platos, the Aristotles, the Socrates. And then the Romans hijacked it. And then the British hijacked it. And wherever education went, their civilization went. And then the Americans took it over. And here is very interesting data. Of the 200 leading world universities, 129 are in America alone. Now, of the 10 world leading universities, 7 are in America, 2 are in Britain. Now, so America is not world power by trade and commerce. America is world power by intellectual property. Now, I'd like you to understand this. Now, that tells you the power of information, particularly current information, particularly rich information. That's where it comes from. Nothing empowers like knowledge. And that's why we have an army of powerless people in Africa. Let me show you this. Schooling only gets you literate. It is investment in literature that creates your actual future. What you were taught in school was as it obtained then. But what you need now is as it obtains in the now. So you need updated insight to remain current in your field. Here we celebrate certificates. But in developed countries, they celebrate discoveries. They celebrate discoveries. Now hear this, and let me tell you how powerful intellectual property can be, whether in the spiritual or in the secular system. I brought zero money into ministry. My only asset, which was more tangible to me than physical cash or rich bank account, was insight. That was my only asset. It was too handy. It was too tangible. It could not be mistaken for just an idea or a guess. It was more real to me than my hand. I was in command of it. Now, to let you know how important that was, the one who was governor in my state happens to be a relation of mine, never had opportunity to put a dime into the ministry because it wasn't necessary. Insight empowered me with confidence for conquest. I knew. Now, how did it happen? I studied 39 selected classical biographies of great ministries. When I came out of that exhaustive study, like I said always, I was 39 years older than my peers in ministry. I had the maturity of a 70-year-old when stepping out into ministry. I had been educated and thoroughly informed by the lives and discoveries of the giants that I was privileged to study. That's why we say all the time, I'm never surprised that we are where we are in ministry. I would have been surprised if we are not there. Nothing empowers like knowledge. It is investment in knowledge that empowers you for unusual accomplishment. Nothing empowers like knowledge. Someone has said, and I think it's a popular saying among the West, that if you want to hide a thing from the black man, put it in a book. Because he may never find it. His gift is talking and talking and talking. But to see it and dig and dig, he has no time. Today, Covenant University is causing waves everywhere. I took time out and studied 9 selected world-class universities to study their findings, their background, their developmental processes, and what was driving them that still made them relevant after 350 years, after 278 years, after 1,000 years like Oxford and Cambridge. I needed to find out what it was, and after I found out, I said, Covenant University is the new generation Harvard. It's only 7 years old. There is no part of this country that name is not known. Now, that was empowered by insight. When I did that study, Harvard was 366 years old. I wasn't born then. But you see, I located all that made Harvard remain relevant till now. And I understood it enough to apply it intelligibly. And I'm sure this audience will also like to have the testimony. We are building a second university right now. The first phase of construction, with billions invested, is already up. Empowerment by knowledge. You see, the church has become so weak because we put everything on God. If you can imagine your child go to school and the only thing he does is to pray, is he likely to succeed? Now, you know something. People don't fail because they don't know nothing in an exam. They fail because they don't know enough. So he got 30%. He got something. But it's not equal to pass mark. Most of us just run around with failure marks, saying we have done all we know. Now, all you know has not guaranteed you success, so go and know more. It's so important. I believe very strongly, it's time to take responsibility so we don't die as liabilities. The secret of sustainable empowerment is an undying quest for more and more insight in your field. Undying quest for more and more insight in your field. Undying quest. Today we are building Landmark University, and some time back, about 13 of us went to Israel to go and examine agricultural research institutes in Israel. And were there for a number of days gathering data and locating issues that will help us blow up the nation by leading an agricultural revolution from an intellectual platform. And I tell you, get ready. That's what happens when you commit yourself to the secret of sustainable empowerment. New York Times asked me a question sometimes. What do you do with your time? I said, I read and I think. I read. It was an impromptu question, not part of the official question they were asking me. I read and I think. I read and I think. I read and I think. I'd like this audience to know that every leader is a reader. And every committed leader is a potential leader. If you are not a reader, you never emerge a leader. I'm not talking about position occupants. There are many people filling positions in Nigeria who are no leaders. And the reason why we're where we are is that non-leaders are leading. That's why. If you must imagine a leader, now think of this. There are people here in business who have no single literature that they have ever read in managing the kind of business they are in. There is no prayer that can empower you above insight. What puts you in command is insight. The prayer you need is prayer to know which materials to read, and prayer to have grace to understand what you read, and that understanding is what actually empowers you. This is so important. You are potentially empowered when you are born again, and that power is ignited when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, but the fire is kept alive by knowledge. This is so important. Many years ago, I went on a trip to the U.S. and came back and bought books worth $9,600. I'll never buy a suit of $9,000. I don't need it. Nobody's looking for me. But you see, when I came home and got to my study, opened the books. My wife said, what do you bring? I said, come see. So I opened the box, books done. Opened the second one, books done. He said, enough. What else? I said, that's all else. Then I said to her, the content of these books, if comprehended by me, can make me a manufacturer of the things I will have bought. I mean, understand that? Now, that is sense of value for knowledge. Today, we run in millions of dollars as overhead in managing our various services on a monthly basis. In Nigeria, with clean accounts, never an overdraft from any bank, never special telephone calls to any man. No pressure on anybody except the devil. That's what I'm saying. That's how insight empowers for command. I saw the way the prophet David painted that picture in Psalm 45 and verse 3 to 5. He said, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, and the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Walk in the light of the world. He said, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, most mighty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and righteousness and meekness. As thy right hand teaches you deep things. So the deeper your depth of insight, the more majestic command you have. So your level of command is a function of your depth of insight. Your level of command is a function of your depth of insight. And I must say at this point, that insight cannot be imparted, it has to be acquired. Skill cannot be imparted. I can't call one of my sons and I say, come, I need a pilot now who is anointed. So I impart you, you are now a pilot. No, you need to acquire the skill for flying before you can become a pilot. You can't lay hands on someone and then he becomes a driver. No, he has to learn the art of driving. You can't impart somebody now and then he now becomes a motor mechanic and opens a workshop. No, he has to learn the skill. This is the truth, therefore. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That statement means they are powerless and become miserable for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. Then he went on and said in Isaiah 11 verse 9, and nothing shall hurt upon all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That means what hurts others won't hurt him, because his life is flooded with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Today, there is global economic recession. There are many people here who will never know the meaning of it forever, because they are in command. So that can't reach them. It's in the midst of that global recession that we are building a new university, in the midst of it. People are building houses here every day who are not thieves, because they are in command of the circumstances by the dimension of empowerment they operate with. I've seen many prayer warriors who are wearied, because prayer has been grossly abused. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. That is the prayer of someone who wants to be truly empowered. The Bible says, call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you, I will show you what to do to stay in command. I will show you. So it's time to start engaging the values of prayer instead of abusing it. Can you imagine a woman got home and began to pray? Jesus, you have to cook for me today. You know I'm tired, and I'm your daughter. I'm a seed of Abraham. You know, when I ask you anything, you have promised you will do it. Will God ever cook for her? Or maybe your wife traveled and you say, Lord, you know my wife has traveled and I don't know how to cook, but I need to eat. Therefore, angels of God, come to this kitchen. Come and cook now. I won't stop praying until you come. You may die. God is too busy to add your cooking schedule to his work. Amen. So most of the time, prayer is being grossly abused because of our unwillingness to take responsibility. Because we are not ready to take responsibility. Your majestic command in a race of life is essentially a product of your depth of insight in your field. There is this great man by name Martin Luther of the 14th century. Martin Luther wrote 98 theses. It blew the world open and brought the world out of the dark age. 98 theses. That is, it's that Reformation movement is a direct product of insight. Insight. Then we had the great Martin Luther King Jr. At the age of 15, Martin Luther Jr. went to the university. At the age of 19, he went to seminary. He was so loaded, he couldn't stay in the box. He was one of the smartest brains. He couldn't stay in the box. He stuck his neck out and confronted the American monster and brought it to his knees, even though at the cost of his life. But today Barack Obama is president in America. That is the fruit of Martin Luther King Jr. intellectual warfare. Intellectual warfare. We need to be empowered and re-empowered and empowered to get to where we are going. The truth is this: investment in knowledge is the very secret of sustainable empowerment. Investment in knowledge. Investment in knowledge. I've said over and over again in my leadership summit across the nations of the earth that you are either building a library or you are building a mortuary without knowing. Command is no guesswork. It's a display of authority. And authority draws strength from inside. And that puts you where you belong. Therefore, I'd like to leave you with a responsibility here today. Any area of your life where you sense the need for empowerment, source materials, relevant materials in that field. Before we got married, I read 8 books on marriage. 8. When I got into marriage, I was too sure of supernatural command for a peaceful and harmonious family life. There are many who got married without reading one literature in their life. They just went in there like that. The slightest challenge, they are shedding tears. They have no idea whatsoever what to do. My counselor asked me, he said, "What do you look forward to in your marriage?" I said, "Heat-free marriage." He said, "How?" Because I was already loaded with treasures. I saw all the books I was reading. All of them was targeting solving problems. And I said, "Was this thing created for problems? If it's not, then what was it created for? What was God's intention?" And when I found it, I knew 7 vital secrets came to light in my search. And I knew from that time I was heading for a heat-free marriage. America's in trouble with that today. Divorce is everywhere because of lack of intelligence in that area. It's not the behavior of the other party. You don't have respect no matter who you are. You divorce one, you marry one, you divorce again. You lose respect. You are not considered a responsible man. All because you don't know how to handle it. For 27 years we've been married. Sweeter than the first day we got married. Stress-free. Walking. It is not luck, it's light. It's not luck, it's light. My counselor asked me, "Why do you think you will have a heat-free marriage?" I said, "We have been in courtship for this number of years. We don't have no problems." He said, "Now, it is impossible to step on one another's toes when you live apart. But when you are living together, it's impossible not to step on one another's toes." Then I said to him, "Me and you are sitting on the same coach. Why am I not stepping on your toes?" I said, "Two reasons." Because he looked at me aghast. I said, "Two reasons. I'm not blind. 2, I'm not wicked." No, very simple. 27 years after, is heaven on earth. 27 years after, is heaven on earth. So you don't have an insolvent problem. You just lack adequate insight. There is no mountain anywhere. Every man's ignorance is his mountain. Today, there is no church I will minister in America that will be on my CV. No. I speak to average 80,000 people every morning, on Sunday morning. So where will I write it? There is no church of that size in America. None. Debt-free, prosperous, buoyant, spiritually strong. So it is not where you live, it is how you live. You need to be empowered to make your impact on earth. Yesterday I got a call. There is a nation around where the family of the president is in a tussle, and they needed someone to help out. And they called to us, can you help us? Because we know you should be able to deal with this matter. It is being empowered. It is not just the anointing, it's the insight that enhances stamina, quality of decisions, ability to decipher. That's what does it. There's so much fun in church, all kinds of jumping, clapping, nonsense. People need to sit down and wake up. People need to sit down and wake up. Major issues in this country are resolved in my house. I don't belong to any party. But whether you are president or you are anything, because of the level of authority which is rooted in discoveries and insight, particularly when they apply, they position you in command. I want to ask you today, stop waiting to be empowered. Start working at being empowered. You need to open up your life afresh and stop thinking that somebody else can do it for you. Stop thinking so. We live in Nigeria. I have been flying our own private jet since 1996. We have changed it 3 times. All bought cash. The last one we bought, they said, no, we don't pay everything. I said, we pay, we don't owe anything. When General Motors was selling aircraft, the same kind of aircraft they are using is the one we bought. It's not where you live or the color of your skin. It's the quality of your brain cells. What is made up of, what things are stuffed in there, that's what determines your level of command. Friends, before next year platform, I want you to experience a feasible change of status in your conceptualizations, in your actions, in the steps of your life, so that everyone around you will know something has really taken place in your life. This is not an ordinary forum. It's a platform designed to help you discover your destiny and make the most of it. Nobody can help you without you. Even husband and wife, if the two of you are in a class and your wife has gone studying, then he embraces you and gives you a hug, does that transfer that insight to you? No. Everything about your life is as permitted by you. If you fail, like Frank Casey Price will say, it's your fault. And if you succeed, it's your fault. So you choose which fault you want to commit. I have never met a truly and thoroughly empowered man who is not a bookworm, who is not an addicted learner. How many of you have heard Barack Obama speak? The secret of his empowerment was not the amount of money for his campaign, but the degree of his wits. I shed tears listening to him, because he's a fountain of knowledge. He knows the American nation more than the founders. He understands. I mean, he spoke in Egypt. All the Egyptians were clapping and shaking their head. Even when he told them, I'm a Christian. And he packaged his speech in a manner that you know this man is not guessing. He has depth. What empowered Barack Obama to the throne is insight, not money. It's insight, not party. The party had Hillary Clinton. That's a great figure. Some people were vowing that Barack would never get that thing because Hillary was there. But Barack got it on a platter of gold because of wits. He gave one speech at the Congress. Everybody's heart went after him. And every other speech from that time. Did you see how more mature he was than his pastor? The pastor came out and just opened his mouth and said something. This young man was so more mature than his pastor that he honorably ignored the pastor without losing respect for him and carried on with his business and went through. Inside. You speak three times in a day and you don't miss words. Inside. All the brains, all the cells of his body, they are soaked with insight. When he snaps his finger, light comes out. Because of his loadedness, you need to be loaded with insight to enhance your command and authority in your field. I was doing a leadership seminar in one country, and then I left my note in the hotel. I forgot my note and took another note. And I was going to teach for 4 hours. So, I said someone should go to the hotel. Before I came back, I was almost done. The hotel was far. But everything inside that note, because it came from me, it wasn't borrowed. It was being laid out line by line and precept upon precept, that when the note came, I didn't need it anymore. Nothing empowers like insight. I took my time off and studied the man Yonggi Cho of South Korea with the big church. And when I was studying that man, we were less than 300 in our church. But from him, I discovered the biblical technicalities for growing a big church. So I saw a big church in the making. And I knew what the raw materials for the making of it was. So I began to gather the raw materials and began to build it. And we began to build it. I have seen 10,450 people saved in one service in a church setting, not crusade. The last 8 weeks, we added over 15,000 to the church. Oh, I read him and read him until he came into me. Nothing empowers like knowledge. Stop explaining away your failure. You are not a failure by reason of where you are or who you are in terms of your race and color, but how you are. That's what determines your rating. How you are. That's what determines your rating. Some of us live in Nigeria. They are doing election, even in the West, as far away as US, and we will be contacted. That this, what's going on, just for you to be informed. Because they feel you have something to say in there. Somebody's breaking new grounds here. Eh? That's power. Because every child of God has been redeemed unto our God as priests and kings to reign on the earth. And your access to the top requires that you are empowered. This is my prayer, therefore. A pastor wants to be empowered for great pastoral ministry, seek materials that will help you understand what it takes. Because there is nothing on its own. It's understanding that makes it so. Nothing is understanding on its own, but by understanding. Your depth of understanding your trade will determine the clientage you enjoy there. It's vital, it's crucial. Nubar does not make a miserable man, it makes a honorable man. It does not make a man and a woman to be pitied, but a man and a woman to be envied. And the secret of it is empowerment by knowledge. Empowerment by knowledge. I've said a few things here that will help you. Whether in a spiritual pursuit or in a secular pursuit, you need a working knowledge of your field to become a man and a woman of authority there. We could not have been reading the Bible to run a university that would be causing waves. We needed to read other things in that relevant field that can put us in command in that area. This is what I think this generation of believers needs to appreciate. If you are going to a saloon business, get to understand how it works. Study materials, journals, and magazines in that area. Get yourself equipped to make quality decisions, and then you're on your way to the top. Some fellows have challenges, perhaps, with their finances, but they have never read anything on finance in their life. And so they keep coping. I'm coping, I'm struggling, I'm begging. 1982, I went with Copeland's materials, Copeland and Gloria Copeland material, for a 3-day search. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. On the third day, light broke from heaven. I was in practical command. The command is here, visible. I went in a search for it for only 3 days. 3 days became my lifeline for life. I found there are things you hear, there are things you read, there are things you find. And when you have found it, not when you have read it, then there shall be a reward and the expectation shall not be cut off. When you have found it, there are too many readers, too many hearers, very few finders. Proverbs 24 and verse 14. And when you have found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. When you have found it, he said, my son, take heed to my words and give ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They shall be life to them that find it. Proverbs 4, 20-22. And health to all their flesh. Never mistake what to hear for what you found. There are two different things. John said, the things we have heard, the things we have seen, the things that our hands have handled. There are three stages. You hear it, you see it, you find it. Then it becomes your asset. Somebody's confused about kingdom prosperity. Then take my book and read. Because I found it. You are sure to find what I found if you search for it with all your heart. I read a story recently about Bill Gates. He granted an interview to Playboy magazine in 1994. And they asked him a question. We hear that you don't watch TV. He said, well, I was brought up pretty normal. We were not allowed to watch TVs on weeknights. We were encouraged to make good grades. He said, I do watch TV, but I don't have any over-the-air wire on the satellite hooked to my house. I try to keep away from it. Hello? You never find any man of any worth who has not paid an extraordinary price in terms of investment. Oh, TV, like he said, has a lot of assets, but also has a lot of junks. And if you are not disciplined, you'll be so given to the junks until you become a junk. Inside, what grants you access to that is self-discipline. The more disciplined you are, the greater your access to the things that you don't know. I pray that the platform 2010 will meet you in your new status. Somebody's business is changing position. Somebody's blossoming into a new realm in his career. Somebody's family is experiencing a new order of peace. Because the things you need, you will spend time to go look for them. I love you and wish you the best and pray the best for you. Shall we rise to our feet? I must say here that this event is divinely ordained. The platform is God's idea, and that's why you are here. He brought you here because he has his hand on this event. And he brought you here because all the things he's passed on to you, they are lifelong assets. For all that we have received today in all the various sessions, shall we lift up our hands and give God thanks for who he is? Let us give God thanks for all that we have received today. I'm sure something must have touched you in some special ways in one area of your life or another. Give God thanks, and then the blessings will be sustained. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for this great day and for this platform that you set up by yourself. May all the blessings of today abide in everyone's life, and may this event continue to generate proofs in the lives of people all through, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all of our speakers and all the ones who have used to bless us. Lord, bless them back in return and take all the glory. And thank you, Lord, for your servant that you have used as an instrument to set up this platform. I pray that your grace will be on the increase on his life, on his wife, and the ministry you have committed to his hand. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Please give the Lord a big hand.